This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Conrad Black of the National Post about two campaign issues that Mr. Carney advanced in order to be successful continuing his premiership. Both, however, are contradictory to Mr. Carney and the Liberals' position of the past. One is pipelines east and pipelines west, so that there's more diversity in the customer base than just the United States. Two is national defense, especially in the Arctic. Mr. Black believes that Mr. Carney is sincere. He'll explain more of this tonight.
Not really, because he's only been in that job for a few weeks. But I would think that he would do that, because even though he's a climate extremist and is opposed to fossil fuel, I think he recognizes that to some extent they're here to stay. And he does recognize that it is insane that we have, with the possible exception of the United States and Saudi Arabia, this isn't clear, but counting heavy oil, Canada's oil reserves are the greatest in the world. And you know, we only have 41 million people. We have a huge capacity to export oil and natural gas. And yet, because of a reticence about pipelines, we don't have one to the east. We have a gas pipeline, but not an oil one. And so, if, for example, our second largest city, Montreal, imports oil from the Middle East, and this is insane. We should, you know, we should provide our own oil everywhere in this country, and also be capable of exporting it through Atlantic ports. So I think that he is probably sincere in that, and I don't doubt that he is sincere in the Arctic comments. I mean, all Canadians, practically, from right to left, are embarrassed that our insufficient contribution to our own defense, and specifically to, you know, pulling our weight in the NATO alliance.